Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Again, welcome. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall. And let's not forget the Full Service Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, right next to the original Fast Casual Slapfish. And for you pizza lovers out there, don't forget Big Parm in the Mess Hall in Tustin. Will be with us again a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we will be catching up with the current news about the ramifications for the Southern California fisheries of the oil leak from the pipeline attached to the oil rig that is out off the coast of Huntington Beach. Fortunately, there's a little better news this week. I mean, the best news, of course, would have been that there hadn't been the leak in the pipeline. But the better news is the leak itself seems to be on the very low side of what the estimates were. And that means in terms of the ecological damage that was done to the oceans and the fisheries, a lot less than what it could have been. So again, a little bit of a bright light there, but it would have been a lot better if it hadn't happened. So we look forward to catching up with Chef Andrew. Do keep up with us on social media. We try to post on all the platforms during the week between the shows, just to give you more information, and it kind of amplifies what we do here on Saturday mornings. Always have access to the archive podcast. So, you know, we love for you to be able to listen to the show live on Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. We definitely appreciate that. But life being what it is, we know you can miss some segments. So you have the ability to go back either through our website or, as they say, wherever you get your favorite podcast, and you can listen to any segment of the show that you might have missed in the 12-minute segment. So that's kind of a handy little thing to have. Facebook is easy. It's SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best and provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to say we have Aaron in technical excellence with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron, and welcome
back. Good morning, food fans.
Thank you, sir. As always, we have a big show for you today, but a couple things that are happening today that are extra special. But before I get into previewing all of that, I want to say thanks to the listeners of the SoCal Restaurant Show that made a point to seek me out and say hello earlier in the week at the big Tastemakers of Orange County benefit for Okapika that we've talked about on the show previously and did a little preview of last Saturday. Wonderful event, as usual, on the plaza in front of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, and always well done. It's nice to see some of these food events coming back with proper social distancing and all safety protocols in place, I might add. But there's definitely a lot of pent-up enthusiasm. And this has always been a high-profile and wonderfully done event in Orange County because the seven chefs, or excuse me, the about the 20-some chefs that participate in this, they themselves are there. You know, they're just not sending the team The executive chef proprietors are there engaging with the guests and are there because they really want to be. Sometimes at these big walk-around tasting events, you get the feeling that some of the higher-ups, they're doing this because they were asked to do it, but not necessarily really enthusiastic about being there. And not the case with Tastemakers of Orange County at all. And really a wonderful collection of food and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as alcoholic beverages. There was definitely some good craft beer to be had. And I know some spirits, too. I didn't partake of that because I was driving, but I know it was all represented. Some highlights. From Tarit Tangisseri, who has Artisan that he is doing with Seven Leaves. He had his signature dessert, which is called a croffle, and that is a combination of a croissant and a waffle. So envision croissant dough that is baked in a waffle iron and then served with from scratch whipped cream, you know, nothing phony about that. It's the real deal, topped with strawberries. So in terms of a delectable dessert, that definitely got some high praise. Also, Ivan Calderon of Taco Mesa and Taco Rosa, when he comes to these events, he always goes full bore. And instead of just giving a taste, he gives a plate. So he did a barbacoa taco plate that, you know, was really quite impressive and quite filling. So, again, congratulations to all the participants and chefs that were involved in Tastemakers of Orange County. It was sold out. We look forward to it again next year, and we hope they raised a lot of money. Now, in terms of what's really special on the show today, we have a chance to catch up with James Beard Award-winning chef Timothy Hollingsworth. He was at the helm as chef de cuisine for Thomas Keller at the French Laundry in Yountville for a number of years, came down to Los Angeles, and in 2015 launched Odium, which is adjacent to the Broad Museum in downtown L.A. on Grand Avenue. Sadly, they had to close during the pandemic. The good news is they have recently reopened. I was there last Saturday night, and it is such a joy to see a restaurant of that level just absolutely jumping. There were a couple private parties going on when I arrived. The restaurant was full for the entire time that I was there. Tim will tell us, but really fortunately, the majority of their staff has returned, and there's a good vibe and a lot of positive energy and some outstanding food, which, of course, we'll chat about with Chef Tim. So definitely looking forward to catching up with him. Then we've talked about Nathan Myhrvold and modernist cuisine up in Bellevue, Washington in the past. This is an incredible state-of-the-art culinary lab that also publishes incredible cookbooks and a culmination of 5 years of work and 200,000 hours of effort is the just-released Modernist Pizza. It is in three volumes plus a kitchen manual. It comes in a stainless steel case. This is a very impressive work, and we are delighted to have the co-author, Francisco Maguia, who is an acclaimed chef by background, joining us a little later in the show to talk about what is a seminal effort. So for any of you chefs out there that do pizza in any form, for any serious home cook, this is a must for you, and you're probably also familiar with the Modernist Cuisine books that have preceded this, Modernist Bread and the original Modernist Cuisine. But again, the research, the technology, the photography, the recipe development that is part of it, again, all I can say is it's an impressive achievement and a seminal work. So we definitely look forward to talking with Chef Francisco. The Gas Company is back being available for all the services they provide to chefs and restaurateurs. We'll do a quick recap of that so our chef and restaurateur friends out there know what is available to them, typically at no cost. Then we'll jump to Sardinia off the coast of Italy, believe it or not, and profile a historic winery there, Sulla and Mosca, really doing incredible things in a very historic the state. And then, of course, we will end up with Chef Andrew Gruhl with his Ask the Chef segment. So, got a lot going on. We want you to be all part of it. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.